pleasure to welcome back Bill Murphy. He runs the Gold Antitrust Action Committee with Chris Powell. They're exposing gold market manipulation. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris. Thanks so much.
India's central bank is now lining up with China and Russia to increase their gold reserves. This divesting of dollars in favor of gold might indicate reserve currency issues, or at least a loss in confidence in the reserve currency. What does this mean for precious metals investors?
Well, naturally, the more demand, the better the price. Nowadays, and probably what you would expect hearing from me, is the gold cartel, the people suppressing the price, that no matter what happens, and recent geopolitical turmoil and all kinds of things going on in the financial markets, every time the gold price starts to rally, it's halted. I mean, yesterday was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, the way it came in, ran up $8 and then went straight down and getting up down $5 on the day. It's just unending what they're doing, and it's causing a problem. And of course, it's much worse in silver. I explain it to my people that it's ridiculous. I mean, silver last week was fabulous on Friday. Now four straight days in a row with the markets going down, silver's been trashed relative to gold and gone down. And it's
if we step back a minute, investors are just running again for that risk-on trade. What that really does is suppress safe haven assets, and that offers us discounts. Of course, it makes us impatient, but to me, the more they ignore the relative safety, at least, of gold, silver, and the related shares, that just sets the stage for an even more explosive rally in the future.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. And before I get into that, I mean, the thing that upsets me and many of my people and followers, the gold-silver ratio has gone up to 87.25, which is the highest in memory. I mean, this is just ridiculous. But in terms of what you're talking about, absolutely correct, and it's in my opinion, and maybe right, maybe wrong, we're not going to see the moves like we saw in a 12-year bull market in gold at the turn of the century. It's going to explode. Because of the suppression has been so egregious and so obvious, and I think that's what's important for your listeners to appreciate, at least from my perspective. It is really something else what they have done, and when gold and silver take off this time, it's going to be absolutely spectacular.
I'd like to keep with that theme for just a moment, because I think you outline the enthusiasm we're seeing by the central bankers. You know, the money printers are supposed to understand the financial and economic systems better than most. To me, they're almost covertly stockpiling precious metals that everyone else is just ignoring. I find it hard to believe that more than 3% of the American public has any exposure to precious metals. When that change in sentiment finally is recognized by even a small minority of the herd, it's a rocket ship. Move on to the general economy. You know, last week we have really some of the best numbers in years. Domestically, we've got 50-year lows on the national unemployment rate. We see better than expected numbers, you know, jobless claims. Data, for the most part, looks really solid if you ignore some of the fringe and peripheral. Do you think, then, that this U.S. shares rally will continue? Can commodities and safe haven assets participate at some point with this type of inflationary environment?
Well, first of all, if I might say, some of the people in our camp are disputing a lot of these economic numbers and the employment numbers and all that stuff, but that's for the statisticians. But I think they're a bit questionable. You have to wonder, why the heck is President Trump looking for a big drop in Fed rates when everything is so wonderful? It's contrary to everything that we've ever learned about how things are supposed to work. So you have to wonder what might be going on behind the scenes that he's trying to preempt to get, you know, Fed rates going down instead of, hey, things are great. They should be going up in terms of the way it normally works. So it's very unusual time, to put it mildly, especially with what's going on today with the trade talks and all this. It's pretty wild.
President Donald Trump expects and would really prefer a 1% drop in the overnight lending rate, the Federal Reserve's benchmark lending rate. And we're starting to see signs, as I've mentioned in the past, that the Fed funds futures contracts on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in a December this year or January of 2020, they're giving higher probabilities on a rate cut than at rates staying steady. It certainly looks like they're considering a move there. But I'd also like to shift the discussion. Hugo Salinas Price, we watch him closely. He echoes what we were talking about earlier, that the decline of monetary reserves, particularly in the U.S. dollar, suggests that its reserve currency status is lessening, and it might signal even an end of hegemony of the greenback as a global reserve currency.
Well, Hugo's one of the smartest guys going, one of the richest men in Mexico, and just a class act, just a great guy. Been a supporter of ours for 20 years now, and we love the guy and think whatever he has to say, people ought to be paying attention. And honestly, that can be part of the reason for their aggressiveness in suppressing the gold price and taking silver down with it, because they're afraid of something like this in terms of the dollar. And they're all related, the dollar and gold and so on, and perceptions. As Paul Volcker said, you know, as far as gold goes, up is bad and down is good, as a former Fed chairman. And they're all over this, and that could be one of the very reasons that they're being so aggressive at suppressing the price at these really low levels.
The World Gold Council noted in the first quarter of 2019, global investors picked up an additional, more than 40 metric tons of the yellow metal. That, of course, in the gold-backed exchange-traded fund holdings, that's 50% sharper than a year earlier. So, you know, we see a trend emerging there, but we know that we have peak production. That's been well established in gold and particularly in silver. They're not making more of it than they were the year earlier. They're not mining and refining and producing, that is, nearly as much as we were. So we're on a downward slope there. And the number of individuals in the world seem to be increasing. The size of relative economies are on virtually at least a logarithmic chart, if not an exponential growth curve. Dwindling supply, skyrocketing demand. I don't see how this ends well or without at least a big correction in the charts. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm with you. And I think it's like we said earlier, we got explosions coming in gold and silver, the likeness we haven't seen before when this thing, this manipulation at these present levels starts to go down. And I think what you said earlier about the little guy is going to be important. The problem at the moment is that the stock markets have gone up year after year, and real estate and art and other things, and even Bitcoin collapses, and all of a sudden it's up 60%. And gold and silver have become the most boring things to look at and trade and invest in, and it goes on and on and on. And what I do think, what you're saying is going to occur when this goes, they've overdone it, and it's just going to explode. And when the little guy turns and comes the gold and silver way, it's going to be something to behold. It's coming.
What about enthusiasm for U.S. shares in particular? I mean, global stock markets, but the U.S. IPO market is on fire. As you mentioned, Bitcoin is nearly 100% and Ethereum top more than 100% off its nadir recorded a few months ago. You know, the risk on enthusiasm is strong, but can't help but think that the typical investor is underestimating risk off the 2008-2009 bottoms there in U.S. shares. You're going to experience at least a 20% to 50% or more correction, you know, a recession slash bear market. And the more we postpone the day of reckoning, it seems to me that you're just going to magnify the impact.
It makes total sense. And they're just opposites in terms of the stock market and what they on the upside and gold and silver on the downside. That's exactly right. The problem in the short term is it's been year, as you said, year after year after year. And it's woulda, coulda, shoulda in terms of gold and silver. People are looking at these other things. And, you know, it's like, hey, Bill, this is what you said last year. And and you're right. The longer it goes on, the bigger this is going to be. So it's so important for people to keep that in mind. But the reality of it is, on a day-to-day basis, you know, people that don't deal with the gold and silver markets like you and I do, they've grown tired of hearing it.
I'm sure we both have subscribers, listeners. People say, you know, I just sold my home or my second home. I'm retiring. I've come into a sizable inheritance. And I can't wait to buy cryptocurrencies, U.S. shares. How do I craft a portfolio? You know, you start with safety. Let's get you a solid foundation first.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it's what kind of people you're talking about. It's really important that they, you know, keep what they got and be protective as possible. That's the key. And two ways they can get hurt. One, you have a market collapse, or you have incredible inflation, which takes away with the capital that they have in terms of purchasing power. So, obviously I'm a big gold and silver, advocate, and I think we have something special coming, and in terms of risk reward, it doesn't get much better than it is now.
Yeah, and that's a great way to end this discussion today, because what I'd like to offer is really a simple little hypothetical. I have to stress this, I'm not a registered financial advisor. A strategy that's been proven statistically to work. Say you have some shares of XYZ company, and it's up 300% over the last 5-10 years. Take 30%, one third, or a quarter, or whatever you feel comfortable with of those profits, and then invest it in something that's discounted and will increase and improve the beta, overall beta of your investment portfolio in something that's undervalued, like Bill Murphy's pointed out, gold and especially silver, and maybe 1% in cryptos as a long-term bet and a currency hedge. Can you tell us a bit more about La Metropole Cafe and the services you provide?
You can sign up at www.lametropolecafe.com for a 2-week free trial, see if it's of value. My colleague Chris Powell does a great job in running most of the GATA stuff, and they can go to GATA.org and get on his list anytime they'd like. Thank you, Chris.
Shopping for fine jewelry just got easier. GoldSeek.com has identified the most successful jewelry brand to launch in recent times. Many Jewelry is rewriting the way consumers buy fine jewelry. Integrity Craftsmanship, the only company to sell 24-karat gold and platinum jewelry, avoiding confusing alloys and gems, a true precious metals investment. Many Jewelry's disruptive business model embraces Franco-American craftsmanship and direct-to-consumer economics, rapidly disrupting the $20 billion monopoly just like Amazon and Uber. The sky is the limit with $1 billion of jewelry purchases daily for loved ones and those special occasions. Many Jewelry is an innovator positioned to capture market share with annual sales growth in the industry topping $30 billion by 2021. Many Jewelry coined the term investment jewelry, pricing by the gram, transparently disclosing its profit margins, a truer investment in pure gold or platinum. Similar to real estate, even artwork, Many Jewelry has a weighted value easily calculated, ensuring value wealth as a long-term investment. With sales in 60 countries around the globe, 20,000 orders already, don't miss out on the explosive growth potential. Many Jewelry trades under the symbols MENE on the Toronto Exchange, and in the US, MENEF. Remember to sign up to Many's Shareholder Club to receive shareholder news, updates, and special discount codes for jewelry purchases. Remember, Many Jewelry.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. GoldSeek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Atmex and Sprott.com. OneGold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. OneGold uses Vault Chain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals distributed ledger and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through OneGold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, OneGold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.